Welcome to The Update. I'm Eleanor Quirk. Investigators remain at the scene of Bondi Junction Shopping Centre after a stabbing rampage, the worst mass killing in Australia since Melbourne's Bourke Street tragedy. A 40-year-old man entered Westfield at Bondi Junction, killing six people and injuring several others, including a baby. He was then shot dead by a lone police officer. New South Wales Commissioner Karen Webb says the shopping centre remains a crime scene and will likely be shut for days.
Police have secured the crime scene, which you can imagine is expansive inside a very big, busy commercial shopping centre in Sydney. And the crime scene remains ongoing, and it will remain ongoing for a number of days.
The federal government's offering whatever support is needed following the attack. Investigators believe they've identified the attacker as a 40-year-old man and are still working to establish a motive, but don't believe it was terror-related. Anthony Albanese says they'll support police any way they can.
And the Commonwealth stands ready to assist in every way possible.
To other news, and Iran has launched dozens of drones towards Israel, confirming warnings from the United States. The attacks in retaliation to an IDF assault on the Iranian consulate earlier this month. The threats forced Qantas to change its flight path for its direct Perth to London service to avoid flying in Iranian airspace. Aviation editor Jeffrey Thomas says the conflict could mean increased fares to Europe.
It all depends on how long all this instability lasts, and hopefully, you know, it's all over sooner than later. And we get some stability in the region. If it escalates, there could be a series of knock-on effects that will hit the hip pocket for sure.
Investigations are underway in rural New South Wales after two bodies were found inside a shipping container. Police conducting a welfare check at a property near Mudgee made the grim discovery. Forensic officers are combing the scene as they piece together the circumstances surrounding the deaths of the pair. And as expected, Liberal Simon Kennedy has won Scott Morrison's old Sydney seat of Cork. He secured 70% of the vote in Saturday's by-election. Sport and entertainment are next. To sport, and the Sea Eagles came away from Auckland with a 22-all draw against the Warriors. Manly captain Daly Cherry-Evans says it was a hard-fought result.
Even the 10 minutes of extra time was played in your own half. So, again, just a sign of the game of how tough it was. A big battle through the middle, and again, we come here for 2 points. We got one, so I guess we just have to take one, lick our wounds and get ready for next week.
And in AFL, GWS got home by just a point against St Kilda. Saints coach Ross Lyon says it wasn't the result they wanted.
Nothing to be happy about. We're in a professional National League wanting to win games. We thought in the third we're dominating at times, 15 entries, and we're just butchering golden opportunities, and they counterpunched off it.
To entertainment, and Taylor Swift appears to have silenced rumours that she was set to make an appearance at Coachella this weekend to promote her new album. The pop superstar instead choosing to stay in LA, where she and boyfriend Travis Kelce were spotted on a dinner date at a celeb sushi hotspot. Meanwhile, Billie Eilish has surprised fans at Coachella with a special guest performance on stage with Lana Del Rey at the iconic Californian Festival. And that's the latest from the Nova podcast team. We'll see you again soon for another episode of The Update.